The Beauty and the Beast. There was a distant city where many merchants lived. They traded with foreign lands and made a lot of money for themselves and their families. Everyone used the money they earned to show off their wealth. They added towers and terraces to their homes and replaced wooden doors with finely sculpted ones. When ships left the harbor, loaded with all kinds of goods, everyone would crowd into the main square to wave farewell and wish them a safe journey. When the ships returned safely, having traded their goods successfully, they would all throw huge parties to celebrate, and they would sing and dance in the streets. The richest and most successful of all the merchants was an old man. He was a widower and the father of three beautiful daughters. He hired the very best teachers to teach them how to sing, dance, and curtsy gracefully, and they were well known for their charming conversation. Everyone admired his daughters, and there were many men who wanted to marry them. The two eldest were rather vain and greedy. They were very interested in new clothes and jewelry. They would only attend the grandest parties and balls, and they said that they would never marry a merchant, only a duke or an earl. The youngest was very different. While she danced and sang as well as her sisters, she read many books too, and was imaginative and thoughtful. She was also extremely kind. She would often go down to the kitchen, where she would help the cook prepare the meals. She would also look after the children and old people who were left behind while the men were at sea. She was loved by everyone, and as she was even more beautiful than her sisters, they all called her Bella. Her older sisters were very jealous of her because of this. They too wanted to be called Bella. One evening, a letter arrived addressed to the merchant. It contained bad news. The merchant had spent all his money on buying rare and valuable goods from faraway countries. He had been waiting for weeks for the ships carrying these goods to arrive in port, but they never did. This letter informed him that all the ships had disappeared without trace. It must be assumed that they had sunk along with all their cargo. When the merchant read the letter again, he thought about his poor daughters. He had invested every last penny in these goods. The disappearance of the ships meant that now he had nothing. In fact, he had accumulated